Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
And I don't even know what the question is to ask you guys to call up for. Maybe it's just like this open conversation about it. But I'm sure some of you guys have stories when you realized your kids knew more about sex than you thought that they knew.
Mm-hmm.
Like your 9-year-old comes home and says something that you're like, how did you even know about that? These are going to shock you. I mean, these are 12-year-olds we're talking about here. 12 years old. And as I said before, as a parent of a 6-year-old, you know, I don't always think about it, but I'm certainly present to wondering when I'm supposed to have that talk with Hayden and how it's going to be awkward no matter what, but it's going to have to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know that it's going to have to be before 12 years old, according to these stats. Okay, you ready for these?
You got to record that.
What's that?
The conversation with Hayden for the air.
God. Oh.
According to a new study by the University of Texas, their School of Public Health, 12% of 12-year-olds, meaning kids in 6th and 7th grade, have had sex already. 12%. 12 years old.
Now, they study kids outside of Texas, too, because that's its own special land.
Yeah, I think that's in the country.
Because guess what? By 10, they've got fake boobs and big blonde hair.
I mean, 12%, you want to go, 12%. That's one in every 10 of you that are listening that has a 12-year-old. And you think, you know what? I don't need to have that conversation with them. They're already having sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nearly 8% of 12-year-olds have engaged in, I'll just say it, oral. 8% of 12-year-olds. 12-year-old on a 12-year-old. 8%. 6.5% of 12-year-olds. And again, I mean, 6.5%, you're like, that's not bad. Well, that means one of your kids listening right now has done this.
Mm-hmm.
Or nearly 1 in 15 have engaged in...
Backdoor.
1 in 15 12-year-olds are knocking on the back door.
And here's the thing is like, you know, because a lot of people may not think it's their kid. Okay, well, let's say it's not your kid, but there's a kid at school that has. And there's a kid at school that's talking about it. The first time I ever heard about anything and what anything is and how anything's done and drawings or whatever was in school. Not from my parents.
I think what's so sad is they're not allowed to be kids. Like, 12-year-olds should still be a kid.
Right.
To be able to run around and play and be goofy and be a kid.
Because
it's so sad that they're having to deal with such adult things so young.
Yeah, this is
stealing their childhood.
The back door is no game. That is no game. 1 in 15.
Say that.
12-year-olds. Overall, 1 in 3 sexually active middle school students have had unprotected sex in the past 90 days. 1 in 4 have been with 4 or more partners.
Oh. What?
25% 12-year-olds that are engaging in sex. If they've done it with one, they've done it with more than that.
I believe that because at age 12, you don't have the capacity to process what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a fun...
You keep trying.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to do. It's the equivalent of a candy bar. Oh, that's really good. I'm going to do it again.
Melissa can go younger than that on you.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this.
I just read this maybe 5 minutes ago where there was a survey that took place in the United Kingdom, and they found that 1 in 3 girls, all girls, between the ages of 6 and 10, 6 and 10, so this is younger than the 12, admit that they have looked at porn sites.
That's Hayden.
Six.
That's me. That's me thinking Hayden is doing his math upstairs, and I open up his door, and there he is on his computer looking at porn at 6 years old.
Wow. 1 in 3. 1 in 3 girls.
What?
And that's going to warp their perceptions of everything.
Yeah. That's not where you
should
need to learn.
Their body image, their... Ugh.
Don't grow up too fast. You hear that? I heard that when I was young, and I thought, oh, shut up. But, I mean, the thing is, all this complicates your life, and so...
But I think when we were growing up, they said, don't grow up too fast when we were like 16,
exactly.
17, and 18.
And we're telling a 6-year-old that.
Now we're talking about 10 and 12-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
John, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
I first had sex when I was 12, because that's when I started doing, like, drinking and smoking cigarettes and doing everything.
So that means you were a 6th grader?
In 7th grade, yeah.
Who did you have sex with?
Another girl in my class. I used to have my mom take me to school early. Everybody used to hang out, so we went to the auditorium of the school.
If you could look back on what in your life could have kept you from doing that, what would it have been?
when I was younger, growing up, my babysitter used to watch all kinds of different kinds of porn around, like, all the kids she was babysitting. We never really thought about it.
And how old was she?
Late 30s, early 40s.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
You wanted that argument to say no teenage babysitter.
I did, because I have a strict no teen babysitting policy.
So he was exposed to porn early.
You just moved Hayden's babysitters up to 50.
I know, right? Linda, good morning.
I have been driving a school bus for 14 years, and I can tell you 10 years ago I had my middle school kids talking about going to Six Flags and having oral sex on the roller coasters. I've had kids get suspended from school because they've had been caught in the middle school bathrooms having sex.
Why do you think it's younger now than it used to be? Because of their exposure to things, or is it that whole, like, there's hormones in the milk thing?
It's not like when we were younger. They see it when they play video games. They see it when they watch TV. They're totally doing it. I'm not surprised at all.
I don't think parenting is good now as it was years ago. It's not as strict, and people aren't paying attention. You didn't have as many things to look over your shoulders, kids, for years ago. Now you got to be on top of everything. Computers, cell phones, movies.
What about internet access on your mobile phone?
It's like we avoid any kind of conversation that's going to be uncomfortable. I mean, you can listen to the show any given day, any given hour, and you can hear how these people call up. They know the advice to give themselves, and that's to talk to your best friend, talk to your mother because you're having a problem with her or your father, but nobody wants to have the awkward conversation. And in this case, parents don't want to have the awkward conversation with their kids. And the result is they're having sex at 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Melody.
I am a school bus driver for Fulton County. Mm-hmm. And I have actually had 12-year-old sixth graders have sex on the bus. And I had to pull over and have the local police come and remove those children.
How did you know?
There was children standing up in the back of the bus, and I kept asking the children to sit down. They would not sit down, and they were laughing. A lot of the kids were like, oh my God, look what they're doing. And I could not see, so when I pulled over, the girl was getting off of the boy. She was sitting on top of the boy, and they were actually in the act of having sex.
Nicole is a seventh grader. Hey, Nicole, do these statistics seem a little bit crazy to you?
Not at all.
Really? And what grade are you in?
I'm in seventh. When I was in sixth grade last year, there were two eighth graders who were pregnant and they had to leave. And then there was three seventh graders who were pregnant.
And seventh grade puts you at what age?
That's 12.
13 and 12.
And does it seem like when you look at your group of friends, does it seem like more of them are having sex or less of them are having sex?
Well, I don't really hang out with the people who are having sex because I don't want to be influenced by that.
About what percentage would you say of your class is having sex?
Probably two-thirds, a half, a little below a half. It's astonishing, like, how much you wouldn't think.
Are they mostly having sex with people their own age, or is it older kids?
They'll be doing it with, like, people in eighth grade, and then some people are doing it with high schoolers.
Damn.
High schoolers.
Wow. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah. I was hoping she was going to call up and go, no. I don't know anybody like that. No.
I am curious, though, when she said, I don't want to be influenced like by that, I wanted to ask her conversation with her parents.
Yeah, like, what did they say?
Because obviously that was a conversation she had with her parents to feel that way.
We've talked about this 100 times on The Burt Show about when you're a teenager, the most important thing in the world is to be accepted by your friends and to feel cool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if that's what your group is doing, whatever your kids' friends are doing, that's what your kids are doing too.
Right.
You know, if they're hanging out with people that are having sex, they're having sex. If they're hanging out with people that are doing drugs, they're doing drugs.
At 12, yes. You're not going to be the holdout.
No. You want to be cool. You want to be accepted. Mm-hmm. And that's like number one important thing when you're that age because you're just so awkward and you want to belong.
You know, I look at this, my child who's almost 7 years old now, and he seems to me to be like this slice of innocence.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't imagine sitting down with him and having that talk at 7 years old, but I guess that's what you want to do. If your alarm just went off at 6:30 this morning, the reason why we were talking about that for the last 10 minutes, there's shocking stats coming out. According to a new study coming out of University of Texas, 12% of 12-year-olds, kids in the 6th and 7th grade, 12%, have confessed to having sex. 8% of 12-year-olds have engaged in oral. 1 in 15 have engaged in the back door already. 12 years old, y'all. 1 in 3 sexually active middle school students have had unprotected sex in the last 3 months. 1 in 4 have been with 4 or more partners by 12 years old. And then there was the Melissa statistic today.
Yeah, this came out of United Kingdom talking about 1 in 3 girls ages 6 to 10 admitted to already looking at porn sites online. 1 in 3 girls ages 6 to 10.
So when is the appropriate time to have the talk with your kids? It's before 12.
Now.
It's before 12.
Hey, The Bird Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.